You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show.
What's up, Oncers? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show Season 3, Episode 13, Witch Hunt. I am Koi Takei, and next to me is the beautiful Keaton Marquis.
Yes. Hi, guys. It's so good to be back. Thank you for having me.
I love having you here. You got great insight.
I get so excited whenever I get to come and talk about Once Upon a Time. I do Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, so I get so Jack to talk about Once Upon a Time. So.
Woot, woot, woot.
It was a great episode.
And we've got on the ones and twos double fisting today.
Every week. What's up, everyone? I'm Marissa Serafini.
Yes. All right, guys. So we have a lot to get into.
Yes.
I'm going to do my best because my hands don't write as fast as the show goes, but we'll do our best. So Kathy and Tiana are out tonight, but they will be back next week.
Yes.
Yep.
So, all right. So this episode starts in the Enchanted Forest. We have the Wicked Witch, and she sends her flying monkey out to go get Regina.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Regina and the crew are planning to break down this force field. Regina says that the way to do this is her. She's the one that can go get it down, so she has to go through a tunnel by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can understand Storybrooke has the tunnel system, but have we ever seen an underground system in the in Enchanted Land?
No. Yeah, it felt a little modern for me.
I didn't question it too much. Yeah. And knowing Regina, and even knowing any castles in real life, mm-hmm. there's usually some type of underground, like, escape route, because, like, during war, if the castle got sieged, there had to be a way for people to get out. So I didn't question it, even though you guys did. I did question just Regina's kind of lack of knowledge about that. Like, at the beginning, I was like, why is she, like, so, like, why doesn't she know? Like, I feel like if Regina has studied magic and she was trained by Rumpel, I feel like she would have a better idea of what other magical beings / creatures might be out there. So, I don't know.
The thing I just questioned is because we've seen, I think the other moment when we see someone try to break in the castle was Snow White back in season one. She tried to get into the castle, but had this underground system of tunnels existed, maybe Snow White would have gone that route the first original time she tried breaking into a castle.
But maybe it was something Regina created.
That's
magic
afterwards.
And once they got through the tunnel, the only person that can get through the crypt and into the castle is Regina because of the blood magic.
Yeah.
So really, she probably was the only one that can do it. She wanted to go by herself. The flying monkey came out, tried to get her, failed because the flying monkey got someone else.
The flying monkey actually ended up going for Roland, Robin Hood's son. And yes. I was like, yay, because we already know that her and Robin Hood are basically destined to be lovers and to be together. And I want Regina to be happy and find more, like, love again bad. I thought it was going to happen. Maybe we'd get, like, a taste of it.
But. Yes, it's supposed that they're each other's true loves, but are they destined to be together is what I'm wondering.
Yes, because I feel like in storybook land, like, not just Storybrooke, but in storybooks, the happily ever after is when you're with your true love. And I feel like that is the overarching theme of this entire series. So I do believe they are destined to be together.
I mean, I like the play on how Once Upon a Time is trying to put them two together, because we know Robin Hood and Maid Marian are usually a couple. And we got a little touch about, like, what happened to Maid Marian, that she, you know, just went she disappeared.
Well, that Robin, like, Robin Hood did something, and that caused her death.
Yes. Now that Maid Marian's kind of out of the picture, or is she, you know? I think it'd be interesting.
I think there's going to be a lot of complication when it comes to them formulating their romance. So I just want to see where it goes. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be, like, their chemistry is so good.
Oh, yeah,
all
I agree.
The scene, it's like when Hook and Emma are together.
Nope.
That,
oh, okay.
Ah, I think it is. I think it's the beginning, those beginning kind of feelings of, like, when Hook and Emma weren't really interacting too much, but mm-hmm. you saw kind of them have slight things when he wasn't, like, hitting on her. I feel that chemistry brewing with those two, and I like it. And I think the actors have good chemistry, so it was good casting.
I agree with the chemistry, yes.
I agree with you about Regina and Robin. I just don't agree with Emma and Hook, because I know I'm an underdog here.
And so
all about Swanfire. That's all I got to say. Okay, so Regina goes out. She convinces Snow to leave her alone so she can go out and get through the tunnel by herself, but actually Robin is following her, and she finds out when she's trying to lift that huge rock or something.
Yeah, I kind of felt like she used the force mm-hmm. and just like levitated
it.
She used
the force so much in this episode. Even when she went to choke Robin, I was oh my God, it's Darth Vader. She's using
like
the force.
Star Wars references everywhere. I love it.
I do too.
I love Regina in Enchanted Forest and present day, by the way. She's just flawless in everyone. When she's evil, when she's good.
She's awesome in every realm that she's in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can do no wrong.
yeah, sure.
For me.
So Robin decides to follow her because he explains to Regina that he owes her a debt for saving Roland's life. And that...
turned the evil monkey into a stuffed animal. That was awesome.
Yes. That's right. That was really cute.
And you really saw, like... You saw the motherly Regina, who we know has so much love in her, mm-hmm. and we know she was a good mom for a time to Henry before she got all jealous and stuff. And you, I loved that the line she said to Roland when she gave him the monkey was, "Look, see, it's not scary anymore." Mm-hmm. And it was like a lesson, a quick little lesson. I was like, oh. Regina, and then Robin Hood was like, "Look, I can tell you're a mother, and you were a good mother." And I was just like, "Oh God,
I do."
They're so cute.
I do agree with you that when Robin and Regina were in the tunnel and having their little conversation, like a date would happen, there was a good bonding, and I liked it. I liked seeing them interact and learning about each other.
I think it was definitely a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely the chemistry right there. Mm-hmm. So they finally reach the door. And the door to the crypt, it's open. And Regina's shocked because the only way to usually open that door is through blood magic. So she questions, how did that happen?
And what did I call right when we saw that door was open?
Keaton called out something.
And she's like, how did this blood magic happen? And I was like, the Wicked Witch is her sister. I said that right when we saw the door. She's like, no, she had her like blood from the monkey. And I was like, I still think the Wicked Witch is her sister.
See, I thought when they said blood, I think at least they're related in some way. Maybe not sister, even though that did cross my mind. But I thought maybe distant cousin.
I thought a sister.
But yeah, what confused me was in the previous episode, didn't she grab someone's blood? The monkey brought her back some blood.
The monkey grabbed Regina's blood.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought that's how she got it. And I was like, oh, that's how they solved it. It's not the sister thing.
I think the writers did that on purpose to try to throw us off the trail.
Couldn't throw you off the trail.
Hell no. I watched Lost. I know how you people work.
but we don't know for sure. Well, yes, we do know for sure that they're half-sisters. But there might be a twist where she could be lying. Small chance.
I just got to mention when... the witches, when we go into the actual castle and you see the items that are on the counter there that Regina's looking at, there was, what was it, that like hourglasses and stuff. And I'm like, maybe she is the witch. Because last week we mm-hmm. only found out she was a Wicked Witch. We didn't know which one.
Yeah.
But this episode they kept saying Wicked Witch of the West. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is it really her? And then there were all these little items that made it seemed like it was the West.
Isn't the West the only green one, though? And sorry if I'm wrong, but...
No, I think... The West is usually
right
the
now.
Green one. Like, as far as I know with the realm, I don't think the Wicked Witch of the East is green.
No. But we do know that the Wicked Witch of the West and East are evil and the North and South are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about her color of green, because I know both
yes,
of us
were talking about that, too.
The word Zelina usually means, like, shade of green mm-hmm. and stuff. And if you even Google Zelina, a lot of green images pop up. So.
Yeah. Well, you said you were like, oh, I really don't like her color of green. And I think the reason, like, people don't like her color of green, because it's not like Warner Brothers owns the rights to the original, the green color that the original Wicked Witch has. So I think it just, if it's not the same, it kind of throws us off a little bit. And I think it's almost a little too sparkly.
It's definitely sparkly. Fashionable. But the thing is, okay, so I did a onstage production, theater production mm-hmm. of Wizard of Oz. And I actually was in charge of the makeup for the Wicked mm-hmm. Witch. But for the green coloring, we mixed two different types of green shading. Mm-hmm. Just so it goes more with the skin tone, because if you go a really dark shade green, then it just looks like you're a super fan.
I mean, for me, like, the Wicked Witch, I feel like she would be less glamorous, and she's a little glam because of the sparkliness.
I do love her glam, but before we keep digging into this, you guys, talking about another glamorous person in our lives mm-hmm. here is the lovely Maria Menounos, who is the creator and executive producer of AfterBuzz TV. So we just want you to check out her new reality show on Oxygen. Just take a look, guys.
Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy. I host Extra. I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep, I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy. My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed onto us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
That's right, March 18th, which is on Tuesday, again on Oxygen. Go check it out. See her life and Kevin Undergaro.
And a little bit of AfterBuzz, too.
AfterBuzz.
Yeah, so AfterBuzz will be making an appearance. And
we'll see some familiar faces.
Marissa, are we going to see you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We will.
Maybe.
The behind the scenes of AfterBuzz as well.
Yep.
All right.
Whoa, I'm throwing things.
She's so excited.
I'm
so
getting
excited. Throwing things.
The Witch.
Yes, let's talk about The Witch. And actually, tell us what you think of The Witch when you go to iTunes. And tell us, oh, go ahead. I can't even speak right now. Can you take over?
We're all so excited. Just go to iTunes, rate, comment, download this podcast if you want to. Like, keep the discussion going. Like, that's what we love as hosts. We love being able to interact with you guys. And we love Once Upon a Time just as much as you guys do, or we wouldn't be doing this show. So let's keep talking. If we missed anything, let mm-hmm. us know, and we'll definitely respond back.
Yeah, and you guys have amazing predictions, mm-hmm. especially on YouTube. You guys are awesome. Keep the conversation going there. We had over, like, 110 comments
and
on our last video.
So appreciative of that.
Yeah,
and Tiana and Marissa did a phenomenal job responding. I responded in spirit.
There you
go. No, but we really do appreciate it. And just your love and support for this show, and just keep telling people, that's how we grow here at AfterBuzz.
Yes. A friend a day gets us going. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so let's talk about Regina's entry into the castle. So she makes it to the crypt, and mm-hmm. then they have a bonding moment because she's at Cora's crypt.
Yes.
And Robin realizes that she lost a son, and that's when he realizes that, okay, there's a heart to her, a huge heart to her.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, they go into Regina's bedroom? Room?
Chambers, yeah. Like her makeup chair? Her boudoir?
I'd say her royal room, throne room.
Which includes a lot of potion concoctions.
Absolutely, yeah.
And she wants to create a sleeping curse to use on herself. And she reminds us that Maleficent is the one that created the previous one.
For Snow.
Yes.
But she's personalizing this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she explains that she's not going to die. She's going to be sleeping. She's going to be an eternal middle. And the only thing or person that can break it is her only true love at this point, who she believes is Henry.
And it just, it blows my mind that Regina, I know she's hurting. I get that. But Regina is a very smart lady. And Tink showed her, like, the guy who was her one true love. She showed him to her.
Yeah, but Regina didn't see her clearly.
I know, but, like, but just to lose all hope. To, like, and I understand she's not Snow, and this is Regina. Regina's such a downer, even though I love her. But, like, come on, Regina. Like,
and everything Regina's being real.
I don't think it'd be that easy to find him. If it was that easy,
but
it would
just be too easy. Idea, because she was so against the idea when Robin was like, well, think of what could happen. Think of it. She's like, nothing will happen. And it's like, but Regina, your one true love is still out there because Tink showed him to you, even though you didn't see his full face. You know he's out there, and I'm just surprised that it's that all is being completely forgotten and shut out.
She could not believe Tink, and she can think, well, no, the only time I've ever felt love this strong other than Henry.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I just want to give Regina a little bit more credit, and I just think she's being, like, this is usually like what Snow White or Charming do. They are very overdramatic, they make very rash decisions, and now Regina is doing that, and it's making me mad, because I'm like, no, Regina!
But I think that's what makes Regina more real, because we see her, she's actually genuinely emotional, and she's distraught over losing Henry, mm-hmm. and I think this, she's showing her true vulnerable side, and that one makes you believe, like, no, don't throw this curse out, because now you're just being emotional and doing a curse, rather than being vindictive and doing this curse, you know, so that, I think it's just her being at that point where she's, like, truly mourning a loss in, mm-hmm. in that way, that we don't want her to do this, and she's just not thinking straight.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, and I do see that, too.
But, you know, Robin is trying to stop her. She tries to choke him with that
chokehold.
Darth Vader.
The chokehold, yes.
love it.
And she promises him that she will lower the protection spell before she uses this curse. But there's no way that he can stop her. And she continues to paralyze him somehow as she walks out. Okay, so Regina breaks the shield.
I think she said, like, stupefy or something. I don't know. But what was it? What's the one?
Stupefy's Harry Potter.
Stupefy's Harry Potter. But what's the one when Neville froze?
Petrificus Totalus.
Yeah, that's what I felt like they did to him. Petrificus Totalus.
Regina ends up breaking the shield. And I just want to say, by the way, that whole scene with the green shield breaking was really nice looking. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked really good.
I think it was cool. I thought it was too easy.
I agree.
The fact it was this big, humongous shield. It was completely unguarded, no security anywhere. Regina could just walk up all willy-nilly and easily take it out.
See, I don't think it was that difficult. I think it was made simple because the witch wanted to confront Regina.
Yeah, okay, that's the reason. Like, the witch, it wasn't, her motive wasn't to, like, actually block the castle. Her motive was to attract Regina to get her in the castle so she could confront
that
her.
That big beam, come to the light.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
She doesn't want to kill her as she mentions she wants to make her suffer and live and mm-hmm. suffer.
And I know you said you thought those graphics looked really good. I am blown away and love the way the monkeys look.
Oh, yeah.
I think
they
look so great. I think they are one of my favorite portrayals of the flying monkeys I've ever seen in, like, Wizard of Oz type of spin-offs or shows. I just love the way they look.
They're scary.
I agree. And I loved how, because they're so scary looking, and in the original ones, Wizard of Oz, that we know that they can be scary, but then in the end of the movie that they're kind of nice, like they can be controlled mm-hmm. in that way. And then this one, it seems like there's no humanity, no hope left for them. But I loved how they constantly referred them to simians, which I don't know if you guys know, but that simian type of monkeys are actually the higher, more advanced kind of primates, you know, like gorillas, orangutans, and
baboons.
They're more in the, they have the closest genetic human makeup to, mm-hmm. you know, with the 10 fingers and 10 toes and stuff like that. But the simian monkeys are in the same class, and that it shows that they kind of have the humanistic qualities too. And then the fact that the humans can turn into monkeys, I thought that was really well done.
Which makes them even more eerie and creepy.
Yeah.
And I believe them. They look good. They sound good. They're just
creepy.
Really good. Creepy. I just really like them.
So once the shield's broken, as everyone's preparing to get in, Regina is getting ready to use that sleeping curse.
Saying her goodbyes.
But Zelina comes in, and she reveals that they have the same mother.
And I love how when Zelina first starts the conversation, she literally is acting like a naggy sister. Like, my little sister's been like, I went through your closet, I went through your spells, went through all your crap. And, like, and at that point, I was like, yep, I got it. And Regina still doesn't get it.
No, I agree. Zelina came across that the jealous sister. Like, you were the favorite one. I always had to deal with this. Had to deal this with Cora and stuff like that. I think she was that very jealous sister that didn't get that attention that she should have deserved.
Right. She was like, you got Cora. You got Rumple. I got Diddly Squat. I went to Oz. And you got this enchanted place. Beautiful, phenomenal place. So Zelina seems upset about, first of all, her mother ditching her. And about Rumple choosing to give Regina the spell. And she says, I don't want to kill you, but I want you to suffer. And it's pretty much war on these sisters. Do you guys believe that they're sisters?
Yeah, I do.
I definitely half sisters or stepsisters. Yes, so what they call.
They're half sisters because they have the same blood. Yeah. So they have the same mom. Half sisters. Two different dads. Right. I'm very curious as to.
Who to daddy?
I know. Ooh. I want to know who the daddy is because Zelina has, like, strawberry blonde reddish hair. So who could the father be?
I mean, it could be the wizard because that is. Maybe. I mean, if you think about Wicked, the wizard was Alpha. I mean, I know this is Zelina, not Alphaba, but the wizard was the father of the Wicked Witch.
But was the wizard redheaded? Or I'm just thinking genetics. I'm just thinking genetics. Like who
was the wizard green?
No, well, we know Alphaba drank that poison to make her green.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
The lion does have that color hair.
I'm just kidding. I'm speculating, of course.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what's so great about Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, could it be Rumble?
Maybe
it's possible. Maybe. And you know, the funny thing about this is her threat actually gave Regina another will to live. Mm-hmm. So she decides not to take the sleeping curse because now she has someone to destroy.
old Regina.
Regina's back.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
Regina's back and she's excited because now she has a half-sister that she wants to annihilate.
I love it. Sibling rivalry.
I think it's the best. Interesting how Zelina is older than Regina is. So what happened before Regina was even born?
Yeah. When you said Rumple, it triggered like that might be possible because Rumple and Cora were very much in love at one point.
They were. And Rumple was kind of, because he was the dark one, he's kind of almost another type of creature. Like, he's not human. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if that could affect, like, because he's so dark in the darkness, that could affect what the child kind of looks like in the green or something like that. So I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll find out and add that to the family tree once that happens.
And it would make even more sense why, we'll talk about it, we're going to get into it soon, but why she has Rumple under her.
Yes. I can't wait to get there.
I can't either.
So let's get to Storybrooke present time. Again, they have this huge missing year gap where all their memories are gone, so they're completely confused. Emma's in town trying to figure out what happened, who cursed them. Henry's in town. He's the only one with no memories. It's a little sad because
so sad.
No one can introduce themselves as, hey, what's up, son, grandpa, whatever. All of that's gone. And the person that hates it the most is Regina.
And I know you said it earlier, but seeing Regina vulnerable, not only in not in the Enchanted Forest, but so much as in Storybrooke, it, like, props to her acting because, oh my gosh, every single shot of her looking at Henry, it crushed me. And I really, really felt it. And I love this side of Regina and that she's accepting it and, like, is not trying to rip out her heart again. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to feel this and I'm going to be human.
It's just like, I brought it upon myself, so I'm going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love see Regina being sweet, sad too. Okay, so
we're getting each side of Regina though, like the best of both worlds right now because Regina's about to go effing crazy, and she's still very vulnerable in Storybrooke.
We're getting both sides. Okay, so real quick, Robin and his merry men are out. They're also in Storybrooke, which is a new thing for all of us.
Oh my god, that was so funny seeing all the merry men because I don't think we spent enough time with the merry men to like really distinguish who's who in the band. And then when they cut to the merry men in the woods and they are all civilians, I'm like, who are these people? And I was like, oh, Robin's with them. Okay, it's his band. Got it. Got it.
Exactly. And little John starts chasing a bird. A turkey. Yeah, turkey. I thought it was kind of small. I guess my Thanksgivings are big. and he's chasing the turkey all the way to the Storybrooke border. And a monkey grabs him. And later on, they find...
Out of nowhere.
So I guess we can safely assume that once you're at the line, you're not safe anymore.
Yeah. And I think... Because he did cross the line, and for some reason, I don't feel like he lost his memories.
I guess it doesn't matter.
So I don't think that's part of this curse.
I don't think he crossed the line. He stopped conveniently right before.
I think right before, too.
But because, we saw the winged monkey grab Little John, but like we're assuming that Little John crossed the border. But we didn't see Little John lose his memories yet.
I don't think he crossed the border. I think he was very close, but then the monkey swooped him up.
I think he did, because I think when the monkey swooped him up, he basically, like, took him up and, like kind of around. But I think he definitely crossed it. I think he definitely crossed
it. And that's what our viewers are for. Drop a comment.
Can somebody, like, give us a freeze frame? Like, did he cross the line?
It was dangerously close.
Freeze frame, yes. But they find him later. They take him to the hospital, and before they can help him and heal him, he turns into one of those scary flying monkeys. So apparently now they're kind of worried that who could have possibly turned into a monkey? Neil could have been turned into a monkey. The missing dwarfs could have turned into a monkey as well. So we've got that going on. And
a lot of monkeys.
A lot of monkeys, of those scary ones too. And in the meantime, we have Regina and Emma, who are planning together in hiding, because no one trusts Regina in Storybrooke, to get the culprit. Catch the person who caused the curse.
You know, and this was frustrating, because I don't think they really had to do that whole big scene of Regina, like causing the earthquake, and if you wanted me to be evil, I'll be evil. I felt that was a little unnecessary, because it made even Emma look like she was against Regina.
I get that it was a big spectacle. I knew from the beginning, I was like, this is completely staged. They set this up. It felt overacted.
Yeah.
I was like, because right before that, we saw the scene where Emma was telling Regina, like, their plan, like, and Regina was being sincere and being like, oh, you know, I'm losing Henry. He doesn't know who I am. And you can tell that Emma's feeling for her and kind of believes that Regina doesn't know what's happening either. And then we cut to that scene in the town hall where everyone's there, and then Emma immediately switches. I was like, that's too fast, and it was too abrupt, and I didn't believe it, so I kind of knew it was fake.
I didn't know it was fake at all, and...
It just confused me. I was with you. I was like, what is going on? Like, I didn't put that together quick enough. But, yeah.
And for clarification, guys, Emma's superpower is that she's a lie detector. Is that what it is?
Telling the truth. Because in season one, she always says she knows when someone's lying. Mm-hmm. That's her superpower. But it's faulty here and there.
Yeah, that's what. I think it's like it was Regina almost like making fun of her. Like, oh, you always said you knew when I was like lying, so use your superpower. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like the banter. And I love seeing them as friends and seeing them as allies.
Yes.
They are both such strong female characters on television, and I really like seeing them work together.
I agree. So just like last episode, watching Snow and Regina getting together, and like Snow kind of saving Regina's life from not taking her heart and letting her bury her heart. I like that. So it's nice to see family, because they are all essentially kind of family members helping each other out.
I feel like Regina and Emma have like this, they have very good chemistry too. And it's like sisters, but like sisters that get along. It's not like the sisters that hate each other. They have like the opposite kind of sister relationship than like Regina and Zelina.
Well, the big common bond is that they both love Henry, and Henry wants them to get along. So that really helps.
He doesn't know anything right now. He doesn't know what he wants, because he's like, where am I, Mom?
But if Henry had his memories right now, he would love this. His 2 months finally get along.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Henry for a second, because I don't know how he's not puzzled by what's going on. That's a little plot hole for me.
He still doesn't have his memories.
Yeah, but they're dumbing him down too much. Like he was so inquisitive and so...
Yes.
Like, he was always trying to figure out, like, things, and it's so hard for me to believe that he's obsessed with a video game.
And he's like, oh, how do you know so I hard like books?
I know. I noticed that, too, that he's playing games on his phone, but I think that's just another thing that they added to make it to make the audience really believe that he's completely a different person.
But there's got to be more use for him.
I just don't understand why.
To make it harder for Henry to get his memories back, to make that more of the challenge.
I would like it better if we still saw a lot of the old Henry, but still have him clueless. I feel like that, I would like that.
I see what you're saying.
Story better, that character development better than just him being completely, he's like a different person.
Well, he is different person, but they do throw in those little things that he still is the same person. His hot chocolate with cinnamon, and then he's a big book reader, so just like those little things too. But gives the audience the belief that he can come back.
He seems a lot more candid and a lot more naive right now that his memories are gone.
Well, and he doesn't seem as... Like, he used to be, like, so personable, I felt like, even with people he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's very, when he's just meeting these people, it's not like how the old Henry used to meet new people. This new Henry meeting new people, it's like, oh. Like it's almost too formal.
Like the handshake when Regina finally gathers the courage.
Yeah. Oh, that broke my heart.
Regina finally gathers the courage to meet her son.
And this is a little different, but that's like when you go on a first date and like you think you're gonna go, he's going in for a kiss or something, and then instead it's like a hug, and it's like, oh,
awkward hug.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a buzzkill.
Aw. I don't kiss on a first date, so I'm just kidding.
All right, maybe not the first date, but
like, Keaton was like,
I was putting Keaton on the spot. I'm totally kidding. So Regina and Emma are together, and they are going to find out who is the person that landed this curse into Storybrooke. In the meantime, the Wicked Witch, who is Zelina, introduces herself to Snow. And she wants to be Snow's kind of midwife because she was a midwife in the past.
She was a midwife, yeah.
Do you guys think that that's telling that she want that Snow's baby is something, or I mean someone very important?
I
felt that for a second.
You know what?
I think she's going to have a miscarriage. I don't think she's going to end up having this baby.
I don't know. Okay, we might be delving into prediction territory, but okay. I'm thinking we know Rumpel always makes agreements for kids, for, you know, I'll do something for you, but then you have to give me your firstborn or something. I'm thinking, what if Zelina works for Rumpel to try to get Snow White's kid for Rumpel?
Oh, that's a lot of... Wow.
Can we have a sound effect? Because I think that's a bum, bum, bum.
Give me a second.
Or not. That was, your sound effect was really
bum,
good.
Bum, bum, bum. I think Marissa could be spot on with that.
There it is.
Sorry, I'm engineering.
All right.
Double duty over here.
So, yes, so we briefly talked about how Emma and Regina staged a town hall meeting to show that Regina might be the bad person, so she has to go into hiding, and then... They meet up and try to figure out how to create a memory potion. And all of those tries fail. And then they decide to do it the old-fashioned way, which is something that Emma is very known to do.
A con.
So they get grumpy to go into
it's
the...
like Inception.
It's what's smoking, not your person.
Yep.
The culprit.
And it worked because they say, we just know the exact person to do that. And they get grumpy to go into the coffee shop. And
I don't even think it was like they get him to do it. They just basically planted a seed, and Grumpy's like, bah!
Which was great.
I love how Grumpy's the news giver nowadays.
He's like the town herald.
Yeah.
And it sucks because the one person that looked freaked out in the coffee shop and who sleuthily sneaks out.
She doesn't even do it sneaky. She just gets up and goes.
I'm like, no one else noticed
that's
she's leaving.
Like, no one's like, wait a minute, there she is.
She's the only one that got up. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, Regina and Emma are in Emma's Beetlebug, and they're talking, and they start bonding about Henry. And then they look up. We thought that they
were
going
to miss her
completely.
Out.
I did too. It was adorable. They're so cute. And they're so funny.
Moment. Bonding, definitely.
Yeah.
I love their
banter. We were worried that they were going to miss the Wicked Witch, but they didn't. I guess. I kind of think it still might have been like the monkey or something. But.
Nah, I don't think the monkey can go poof and smoke.
Oh, yeah, green smoke.
She went poof.
Poof. So they go up there.
Technical term, poof.
And
she poofed.
They go up there and then they see that, you know, they just see the smoke. So she disappeared right on time. And that leads to the fact that they, after a lot of thinking, they realize, wait, there's flying monkeys.
There's green smoke.
There's green smoke. She escaped despite... blood magic, because they mentioned that there's no way of escaping Regina's manor without blood magic. Mm-hmm. So it must be the Wicked Witch. And yeah. Emma doesn't believe it.
Emma's like, wait. She's so like, hold the phone, guys.
She exists.
I've gone along with a lot of the crap you fed me since I like kind of got into this whole situation. But really, Oz, we're like, come on. Like, I loved her reaction. It was so funny and so honest for anybody who would be in that situation. Like,
I gotta love it. I think it was before the stakeout, actually, or it might have been afterwards. Please tell me if I'm wrong. That when they go to Snow White's and Emma's apartment, and they knocked on the door on the outside, it was green. It was green in the number 3. Has it always been green?
I've never noticed that.
No, but like their door, their apartment door was green for some reason.
I didn't even notice that time.
And it had the number 3.
I think that's what it's always been.
Okay, I don't remember the outside of the door ever being green. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because that was when it's always been. But I don't know.
They were introducing Henry to Regina at that point.
So, when Snow and Zelina introduced each other, Snow didn't know who Zelina was. Mm-hmm. So now I'm wondering. Yes, they may know that it's the Wicked Witch, but since they have no memories, are they going to know that it was Zelina?
That's the thing. That's what I'm wondering. Is like, does Regina? Is it still in her memory that her and Zelina are sisters?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, okay, so when they're in the Enchanted Forest, Regina says, someone I've never met. And then she met Zelina, and she found out that Zelina was her half-sister.
Yeah, so sister. Yes, she still doesn't
And so know. Now in the Enchanted Forest, she realizes, oh, it's the Wicked Witch. But at that point, she doesn't know that Zelina is her half-sister. She just got to the first step that it's the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, yeah.
Selena's making a very, very good evil person, though, I gotta say. I was worried because Rumpel and Regina, very top-notch evil, but she's doing a good job.
That actress was evil and Lost, too.
Yeah. So there you go.
I feel like Zelina is a nice, good foil counterpart to Regina because we've always had Rumpelstiltskin and Regina kind of on the equal level. But now that we have another female person as equal, kind of equal as Regina because they are blood related, makes them kind of on the same level.
And I like her a lot better than Pan.
Really?
I do. I don't know. I just feel like she's more, because I think it's because I love Regina so much. And Regina, and I know everyone's going to be like, well, Pan was sneaky too.
Wait, you're talking about who do you like more than?
I like Zelina better than
as a villain.
I like Zelina as a villain better than when Pan was a villain.
Okay.
I like it better. I think it's a better kind of opposition to Regina. So I like it.
I feel like Pan's biggest nemesis was Henry, though, oddly, strange way. Or maybe Rumpel. Okay, now I'm losing myself.
More so Rumpel. Yeah. Henry Rumpel. Just happened to always be there.
Yeah.
That was Pan's, you know, his thing he needed.
Henry's always caught in the middle. But let's talk about Rumpel, because to our delight, he is alive, even though he is caged up, because Zelina brings food to Rumpel. And he's in a cage, yes, and he keeps chanting until the story ends. You feed the madness, and it feeds on you.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is he talking about?
Okay, well, first of all, I gotta say, Rumpel, I knew he wasn't dead.
They could not kill off Rumpel.
I know. I called it from the beginning. It wasn't dead. They're not gonna kill Rumpel.
Okay, do you think Pan's dead?
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Do I think Pan's dead?
Mm-hmm.
I think Pan's dead.
So do you guys think...
I could potentially see Pan coming back, like, maybe series finale, like, or, like, they might bring a ton of, like, the villains, but I don't know. But I think right now, for a while, Pan will be MIA.
Do you guys think that Zelina brought him back to life? Because that's kind of how I felt that they were alluding to. But I can't be for sure, because obviously Once Upon a Time is... full of magic.
And that's why I almost think that Rumpel is Zelina's father, because like the whole idea of the blood magic and maybe it, like bringing people back to life is not something that people can really do, but it's like really, really dark magic. So I'm wondering if that would take blood magic. And I don't know. I feel like that adds to the fire for me that is her father.
And you know, seeing
but him. I don't know if she, I don't know.
Seeing him caged up by Zelina makes him look weak.
Oh, it's just like when Regina had him caged up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes him look weak.
But the interesting thing was that Rumpel didn't seem like human form. He kind of regressed back to that animalistic...
Yeah. Dark one.
Dark one. Mm-hmm. But he looks human, but he's still the dark one.
I wonder if that has a relation to like how she brought him back, is with kind of the idea of the dark one. And like, I don't know. I'm so curious now because I'm just so happy Rumpel's back, and I want him like back, like the old Rumpel that we know. But he's like nuts. Like he's
so... we're assuming that he doesn't have his memories, or do you think he does?
No, he does, because he told her. He's like, he said something about you brought me back or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think he knows, he has an idea, but I think he's just kind of like crazier than what he's been before, because he was dead and he's been brought back.
I'm just curious to see what they're going to do with his character now. Is he going to still be evil, or is he still going to try to do good with his evil? That makes sense. But
Rumpel will always be evil.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's a layer of him evil.
Let's talk about a couple things, if you guys can think of anything. One thing I'm thinking about is, where's Neil? I know that they're worried that he might be a monkey.
Hook's here, so we don't need Neil.
Oh, no.
I don't know, because, well, we know Neil still exists in... the past enchanted forest, mm-hmm. But we don't know what happened to him. And that was the question throughout the whole night. Where did he go?
It was a theme.
So, well,
and it's still weird for me to see Neil in, like, enchanted forest garb. I just don't believe it. I'm just like, this is...
And he had a sword and all that.
I don't really... He just looks too done up and too... It just looks like they, like, moved his head to, like, a different body. Like, it's hard for me to believe him in, like, a cape and, like... charming, like, I don't know, it's weird.
And also I know that Keaton kept screaming in delight because there's a lot of cameos of our favorite characters. We had Ruby was back,
and Jiminy Cricket,
Dr. Whale.
Yeah, Dr. Whale.
It was like a big reunion, mm-hmm. in Town Hall,
which was really nice.
It was fun.
Yeah. So anything else about this episode you guys want to talk about?
I think it was awesome.
it was such a good episode.
It was like chock full of a lot of things.
So
and
amazing.
There was, I think at the very, very beginning of the episode, they made another reference to Black Pearl, which just made me think of, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean.
When?
At the very, very beginning, when they're talking about, I believe it's, like, the materials that she needed.
Oh.
And, like, an onyx, Black Pearl, and...
I missed that.
Or I think Zelina was going through Regina's stuff, and then she mentioned, like, all these things that she left behind.
I also, because you were speaking about the garments, Zelina had a huge emerald necklace.
I know that too.
Isn't that, it's great, but wouldn't that make it obvious that she's a Wicked Witch?
That I agree.
And it's very green, very obvious.
Very, very green. And I feel like that might have a lot to do with, I mean, her power.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't really like cross over specific things like that between the Enchanted Forest and Storybrooke unless it has such a specific relation to the character. So I think that is some source of power, or there's mm-hmm. there's something that I don't know. I don't know how to explain that.
I have a prediction about that, actually.
I have a couple predictions. Let's move on.
Should we get into predictions?
You want to do news and gossip first?
Do you have any?
I don't have any.
Me either.
I don't either.
All right, then.
So let's move
Tiana's
on.
Tiana's not here. She usually provides the news and gossip.
I know.
But
I'm sure she'll let you guys know via YouTube.
Yes.
Right.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yay, let's talk a lot of predictions. Woohoo! Okay, go ahead, Marissa.
Okay. With the necklace, I know in the Rumpelstiltskin short poem story, the Grimm's Brothers Grimm's story, that I think one of the things to try to, the girl trying to get Rumpelstiltskin's name, she says she'd give up her necklace. And then, I don't know, maybe the necklace is a source of her power. And that's something to give up to Rumpelstiltskin. I think Zelina really is working for Rumpel, not the other way around. And that, because right now we see Zelina cages Rumpel, that's her way of controlling him. But I think it's the other way around. Rumpel's trying to control Zelina, therefore Zelina has him cage, you know, to control him. But Rumpel just has this thing with, you know, having firstborns. So I think Zelina's after Snow White's child.
That would make sense too.
Yeah.
You go.
Okay.
I don't have.
I'm like brain farting right now because I'm like, what was my prediction? Well, I'm thinking that the curse was essentially made for all for Regina. If she's really out to get Regina and make her suffer, Regina's completely suffering with the fact that she sees Henry, but she can't explain who she is and their connection and their relationship, and that's Regina's ultimate suffering for now. So I think that's why the curse was, because we still don't really know why it was there, why she created it, but that's my prediction, is that's where it's going.
I still, like, my big prediction for tonight is that Zelina is Rumpel's daughter.
I think you're right.
I think that is the, for sure, like, and that. I think that is one of the reasons why she has him captured, because she wants to get him back as well. So because he didn't tell her either.
Yeah. So does that mean that Zelina and Bay / Neil are brother and sister?
Oh, gosh.
Whoa! This is so incestual, when you put it that this way, show. Yeah. I mean
Maybe.
We need to make a family tree. I know there's some online.
There's a lot online. There's good ones online. But I think, then maybe when
if that's true.
But maybe that's will give us an idea of maybe where Neil is. If, like, that could potentially be her half-brother. This is just all this awkward.
Well,
incestual.
My thing is, like, if Rumpelstiltskin had actually taught Zelina, it makes you kind of believe that maybe Rumpelstiltskin taught Bae some magic, because we know that there was an episode where Bae, like, twirled around that wand, and so he knows some magic, so it makes you think, how much magic does Bae know?
Bae hated that Rumpel did magic. He hated it.
So imagine, but he knows magic too.
So if Rumpel is Zelina's father, then that means that he's kind of Regina's father too, right?
No.
Not by blood, but connection. Like,
No, because, like, he was never, like, married to Cora.
That's right. Yeah. I thought they were married for some reason. This is why I need to go back and watch all of the episodes, because there's so many twists.
It's confusing.
And curves. Ugh, yes.
It's a lot of characters, which I love.
I did read one of the YouTubers commented last week that Neil / Bae, the actor, might be out for a couple seasons. Or, I mean, episodes. So that's maybe why he's not. That's why the YouTube commenter was saying that's why they think that Swanfire's not going to happen.
Well, I heard that someone major might die this season.
Please don't be
like, actually die. Because everyone thought that Rumpel was going to die, and you knew he was going to die. But I heard, this is just rumor, that someone might actually die this season.
Major.
Yeah.
I would be fine if you killed Neil.
Just why?
Kill him. I'd be fine, because then Hook is just, got him.
Do you like Neil?
Neil just really, he doesn't do much for me. Not in, like, the attractive way, but even his character. Like, he's never done anything too major that has really sucked me in or, like, gotten me excited or whatever.
I don't think the relationships matter right now, because the thing that's really pressing is just getting the memories back.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I love when the love stories Well, we got Robin Hood and Regina to look forward
that's
to.
True,
that,
we
I can't
that's
wait
true, we do.
For that to continue.
And hopefully Henry will get his memory back soon.
Oh, wait, I have one more question, you guys.
Yes.
Really
yep.
quick.
Yes.
You guys online can, like, guess this too. Do you think Regina and Robin have already connected in the Enchanted Forest during this past year? Or do you think they have yet to have that love connection?
I think they...
Like, do you think they already connected and they've forgotten and lost it when they lost their memories? Or do you think it's still to come?
I think maybe they, in the past Enchanted Forest, there's that moment where they did connect. And then they don't remember it now in the present day because, just memories and stuff like that. Because I think that would be fun to watch.
Because
when we see true loves, they connect really fast. Mm-hmm. So it makes you think that if they really are true loves, that they're going to connect really soon.
Within a year.
In the Enchanted Forest.
See, I agree with you, especially with the pace that this episode was going with these two getting to know each other. They probably did. I would like to say they probably did connect. Again, it would be interesting to watch.
Yeah. I think that's the fun. Yeah.
And it would be painful for us to know that they didn't reconnect right now. And they're like, oh, you're so close, but so far.
Well,
that's
who
the pain
knows?
Of the
when
viewer.
When they see each other, that might start sparking some memories. Because that true love, that does that.
Yep.
So, who knows? That's what happened with Charming and Snow.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And in the meantime, you can follow us, keep the conversation going Where can we follow you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KeatonM33.
And you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
And you can follow me at K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S, Kaorius, on Instagram as well as Twitter. And you can follow the AfterBuzz fam at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.